Good morning. It's another beautiful sunny day here at Hartroot. The herons are back, and I saw a huge, beautiful osprey yesterday. And the ducks and the geese and more different birds showing up. As the land slowly stretches and wakes from her sleep. There's something parallel to what humanity is doing right now, as many of us are choosing to wake up. To wake up from the programmed realities that we've been living. This is in connection also with the Easter story in the next 2 days. What arises for me is the bad publicity that's been given to both Judas and Mary Magdalene. Many of the original texts, the original books of the Bible were disappeared. It's similar to how the image that's coming to me now is how dissidents are disappeared by autocratic regimes. Any variety, variation on the truth that those with control and authority wish to have us believe is conveniently put away somewhere. And I don't want this, I didn't mean this to start out as anything political. I don't mean it as political, but I do mean it as an invitation to reflect on truth and reality and the various tints and hues of truth and reality. When we believe that there is one and only one truth, we get into deep doo-doo. Especially when we think that we possess it. In order for each one of us to be aligned with our highest truths, we need to see the world differently. There's a kind of other sight or second sight that is not beings from outside of us or spirits from outside of us telling us their perceptions or whatever their truth might be, but rather a truth that swells up from inside us that we're capable of accessing. And I think maybe it behooves us to take on that responsibility at this time and to question and question and question what we're told. Wow. what we are being emotionally manipulated into believing. So breathe freely and deeply. If you're doing this meditation in the evening, breathe in and exhale to release whatever your day has accumulated inside you in the way of tension and concern. Breathe in, fill your body with life and energy and light. And exhale whatever tensions and concerns are distracting you from being here in this moment. Allow your whole body to expand and contract, feeling that you're more and more flexible with less and less resistance to receiving life, and therefore more and more able to give back to life. Bring your face back to a relaxed position, once again, releasing any vestiges of the mask that you've put back on. Bringing your neck back to a relaxed position. And feeling your chest able to expand and contract more and more freely. Reminding you that you may hear all sorts of creature noises during this recording. If you're doing this visualization during the day, see if you can find a place where the sun is shining on your face. And if not, just imagine a point of source light. In front of you. Could even be a candle representative of source, of the flame that is within and without you. And you take the light that you have in front of you, light of source, the light that connects all that is. And you inhale into your third eye, into that area between and just above your eyes. You inhale the light through this point back to the center of your brain, to your pineal gland. And from your pineal gland, in the center of your brain, the light, the warm, golden light, sparkling and crystalline, you feel filling your brain. You inhale first through your third eye to your pineal gland, and then from your pineal gland, your entire brain fills with this warm, sparkling light. Feel it full and full and full. And then exhale down, filling your spinal column, all the way down to your sacrum, filling it with this light and life, warm, golden, and sparkling. Feel the frequency of it. And then you inhale, and this energy moves up to your heart. You feel it move up the front of your body. Feel it move however it directs itself in your body, moving up to your heart and filling your heart with this warm, golden, sparkling light. Feel its frequency filling your heart. And then you exhale, and as you exhale, you send this light out your mouth and your eyes. Exhaling warm, golden, sparkling light out of your mouth and your eyes. And you inhale through your third eye to fill your brain. First to your pineal gland, and then radiating out to all of your brain, filling your brain with light. And you feel the frequency of it and the shift in frequencies. And then you exhale down your spine to your sacrum, filling your spine with this light and energy frequency. And then you inhale up the front of your body into your heart, filling your heart again with this energy. And then you exhale out your mouth and your eyes, sending this light and energy out your mouth and your eyes. And again, inhale, source light, the light of all that is, that connects us to all that exists and doesn't exist. Inhaling through your third eye into your pineal gland in the center of your brain. And then radiating this energy out to all of your brain, filling it with warm, sparkling light. Feeling the frequency, filling your brain. And then exhaling down to fill all of your spinal column, all of your spinal cord with this light, with this frequency, down to your sacrum. And then you inhale, inhaling this energy, moving it upward to your heart, to fill your heart. Filling and filling your heart with this light and energy. And then exhaling back out to the world through your mouth and your eyes. And you continue to breathe in this way. feel the flow of energy in your body. Feel the shift of frequency in your body. Feel the activation of this energetic circuit. One more time, breathing in from source, light and energy to your pineal gland and then radiating out to all of your brain, filling it with warm, golden, sparkling light and feeling the frequency. Then exhaling from your brain down to fill all of your spinal column, your spinal cord, and feeling it radiating with this light. Exhaling down to your, fill your entire spinal column, down to your sacrum. And then you inhale upward in the front of your body, however you feel it moving, up to your heart, to fill your heart. And then exhale from your full and open heart. You exhale through your mouth and through your eyes out to the world. Exercises like this were only taught at one time to very high initiates. But we are now at that place. Our physical bodies have evolved to be able to hold higher and higher frequencies. Feel the shift in the energy in your body. Feel the passageways that are opened and still glowing. Feel your brain, your pineal gland, glowing with the residue of this energy, this light. Feel all along your spine, how your spine has become warm and flexible. And you see the same energy and light flowing out from your spinal column outward to all the little rivers and streams and rivulets of your nervous system. So that each cell of your physical body is nourished by this energy. And you see every cell of your body fed, nourished by this warm, golden, sparkling light. See and feel it in your body, flowing and feeding you. And you feel yourself radiating. And this energy flows past your physical body into all of your energy bodies. And you see and feel yourself, your being, as a globe, like an orb of this warm, golden, sparkling light. And you feel your heart as well, and all of the organs up the front of your body, to your heart, shining, full of this high frequency. And from your full and open heart, you send gratitude, exhaling gratitude downward to the crystalline heart of Mother Earth. And inhaling from her heart up back into your heart, the awareness of oneness with the planet. And once again, exhaling downward to the heart, the crystalline heart of Mother Earth, knowing that her heart is connected with those of all other beings in bodies created of the earth. Connecting yourself to the heart of the Earth Mother connects you to all of our relations, to all our brothers and sisters in our earth family. And so when you inhale from the heart of the earth into your heart, you're feeding yourself with the awareness of planetary oneness. And you receive and recognize this in your heart. Your physical human heart that swells and swells and swells and opens. And from your full and open heart, you exhale outward to all other dimensions of existence, knowing that you are connected as a tree connects through its branches and its leaves to absorb light and energy. We do the same. Expanding ourselves out into all other dimensions of being. And you exhale upward to the very heart of the galaxies, to the sun behind the sun. And inhale the awareness of multidimensionality, inhaling it down from the heart of the galaxies down into your heart. Exhaling gratitude upward to the heart of the galaxies, to the sun behind the sun, knowing that this heart of the galaxies is connected as well to all other dimensions. And through the connection with the heart of the galaxy, you are connected to all our multidimensional brethren, to all other dimensions of being. And through space and time to all other dimensions of your own self. And you inhale. From the sun behind the sun, you inhale the awareness of multidimensional oneness, of multidimensionality, down into your heart. And you become aware that your human heart, your human awareness, has joined heaven and earth. And you see the flow of energy between heaven and earth through your human heart. See and feel it. This warm and sparkling high frequency of oneness. See and feel it. and they'll ask you to find a tone that resonates through this entire flow, pillar, or column of energy, connecting heaven and earth through your body and your heart. Find a tone that resonates this entire chord of light and energy. And we'll sing the sound, mmm. Mmm. I see and feel and hear each person listening to this through time and space, resonating, all of us resonating together in no time and no space. Each of us resonating with our own tones, our own truths. Blessed be.